stole my candy. Yeah. I got a package from Candy Funhouse. And as soon as I opened it, you know, all the guys was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. But, you know, sharing is caring. Pays to be the showman, right?
How you feeling?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Physically, I'm all right, you know. Thursday, a couple more days of practice and rest. Rest is the biggest thing. You know, like, it's that time of the year where the flu is going around. A couple of sniffles here and there. But rest, hydration, stay in the playbook.
Dion, what do you remember about the 21 game? Just kind of afterwards, kind of. Not playing out the whole game, but, like, afterwards, the feeling and stuff.
You know, what do I remember about it? That's the 13-second one, right? Right?
No. The AFC Championship game.
AFC Championship game? I mean, I remember that we lost. And I remember what it felt like. And I remember, after talking to Coach earlier today, that we now have been reminded that none of that has to do with this one.
And how far you guys have kind of come since that moment?
Yeah. You know, it's a different team. It's a different team, so not a lot of guys don't have the emotion to it, but there's guys here that don't have that emotional connection to it. And, you know, everybody wants to bring us to our past, which is kind of scary and kind of sad because, like, you know, we lost in the past. Nobody wants to be pulled into a loss when we got, you know, beautiful things ahead of us. So we kind of want to be where we're at and be up when we're up and stay up while we're up and not, you know, continue to go back and back and back. Because the more in but you go back, like, you start thinking about the bad things and the real bad things. Oh, snap, I got hurt that game. And, oh, yeah, he got hurt in that game. Oh, and I remember he was crying. And nobody, like, wants that. So no disrespect. I know that everybody has a job, but my mind is on positivity and winning. And we lost in 21, so nobody's really thinking about it. It disappears. That's just a part of history now, you know, disappears.
Talk about the mental side of the game. A lot of people have said, you know, tapping into being mentally strong can really set you apart from other people on the field. How are you able to do that in a week like this?
Maddie, that's a great question, you know? You're asking me personally.
Yeah.
Cool. Personally, me, I know who I am. And I know who I'm not. And I know where to keep myself mentally from the people that I lean on and what I choose to do when I leave the building. You know, like, you can go home and look at your playbook all day and stare at film for hours and hours and hours and build this anxiety up about being perfect and about doing so much when it's just go play, just go play, just go play. Do what you do well. We have one more opportunity to win another game, which will give us two more opportunities to win two games. We have one game opportunity. And if you just focus on that part and just being the best version of yourself and don't try to grab everything when it's just another game and don't look at it as, you know, don't look at it like as that, like it's just another game. And don't make it big. With me personally, I play video games. I talk to my children, talk to Day-Day. I might get on a DJ booth and just practice with music and just listen to stuff. And I just stay to myself. I don't try to do nothing that I have not done this season, because if you try to do something that you have not done this season, it's going to crush you. And why do it now when, you know, today's Thursday, we got Friday, Saturday, and it's game day. So we only have 24 hours. So if you want to make life more difficult, then you're not on that championship mindset. But hopefully I answered that question. But, you know, I be chilling. I like to stay in my norm, and I know who I am. I don't go too high. I'm Deion. I'm a love on the fans. I'm a love on the people. I'm a be funny. I'm a be dog. You know, that's what gets me through. Me being able to be myself and receive the energy of what I'm putting out in a positive manner back and forth.
Another year, Sean McDermott not considered for Coach of the Year. Your thoughts on that, and do you think he's deserving of that honor?
That is a great question. Do I think that Sean McDermott deserves Coach of the Year, right? Is that the award? The award is Coach of the Year. Well, one, I want to say it is a beautiful honor for there to be an award for a coach to be able to be the Coach of the Year. And yes, I think McDermott should be the Coach of the Year. I think he's deserving of it. I think he's a great person, a great coach, and what he's doing here in this organization, it's finally not getting noticed. But you know how I'll boomerang that question. It's a beautiful thing for an individual that is a part of this league to be able to get an award for being great. And I'll circle back on, you know, offensive linemen don't have awards for being great. You know, there's not a Protector of the Year award. I'm knocking at so many doors now to get this award going. And I'm going to head spirit and make sure that this gets done before I'm done playing, because there's so many greats. And if we have great quarterbacks, we have great running backs, we have rushing titles, we have quarterback passing titles, all those titles are reflections of the old linemen, which are the protectors. And soon to come, but yeah, I'm glad that McDermott is up for an award. He isn't.
No.
Well, he better be, because he is Coach of the Year for us. And if he don't get an award, I'm going to give him one myself. Nah, it ain't no art to craft. It'll be more so like billfold and pay and grab a nice award and bring it up to his office.
No Coach of the Year chain.
Like, it isn't.
No Coach of the Year chain for, like, you gave Josh Allen. You don't want to give him
I didn't just give Josh Allen a chain. I was a part of that. You know, I mixed it up. I definitely cooked it. But, you know, McDermott will get something. And I promise you that. We are a giving team. And what's going on here, we take very, very special. Or we take very, very specially, if that's the word. But we take with a lot of love, because he treats us right. How we practice, how we prepare, how we're able to come into the building, how we're able to go to meetings post-practice comfortable, and we don't have to be like in soldier like uniforms, and we could just be ourselves. And a lot of places are not like that, and we're thankful for it here. And he'll get some. You'll see.
It seems you created and perfected a pass protection move.
Yes, I have.
Unfortunately, it's gotten some flags a couple of times.
I'm glad it has. I'm really glad it has.
Can you walk us? Well, first, why are you glad it has?
Because it has to get the height of what it's getting for it to be approved. If it wasn't flagged and the referees were just telling me, Deion, I could have threw the flag there, it would not be at the height of what it is now. I do a certain move and it's on a replay. They zoom in. They talk about this is not holding. They talk about this is something that linemen can finally do, so they're not always being attacked. You know, because, you know, linemen are just, like, for a long time, like we're just objects. Like, we're just the wall. Like, guys are just coming, knocking at it. Boom, 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 boom. We don't have no reversals. We have no attack moves, right? Like, if this is a real army, you're front line. Like, we have attacks. Like, we can attack. So as the front line, we now have a move that not that I have created, but that I have perfected and created in my own way that now when you see it, it's because of me. And I will take that because I do it every play, every game. I look for it. I shoot for it. That's a part of me. And it works. And I've perfected it. But go ahead.
Without giving away, you know, exactly when you're going to do it, what's a little bit of what you're looking for from that the pass rusher?
What I'm looking for.
You set him up for it? You kind of give him a little bit and then.
Yeah. We'll talk about it after the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's fair.
You're a very observant person.
That's fair.
You've been here a long time. What have you made of the way that Amari Cooper has implemented himself into his offense?
Cooper's just Coop. And like how I speak on this place allows people to be who they are, Coop is just Coop. Coop is straight cut, straight to the T, just Coop. He gonna come in, he ain't gonna yell, he ain't gonna scream, sometimes he might not smile, and he's gonna practice hard, he's gonna catch the ball. And we accept Coop for being Coop. He might play some ping pong, he's definitely gonna play chess, and he's just gonna be Coop. And he fits in perfectly here. Because there's a place for everybody to be who they want to be and who they are right here in this building.
And to that point, I was talking to Alec Anderson this week about how he's been a little more outspoken about mental health and stuff like that. How have you seen him kind of, you know, grow into that and use his platform in that way?
Yeah, Alec is very vocal. Alec is becoming more of a man. He's becoming more of himself. And Alec, you know, as you get older, you attach to the energies that you put out. If you want to be mean and you want to be this person, you're going to get all that energy back. When you're nice and you treat people the right way and you're aware of your surroundings, all that energy is coming. So the energy that Alec is seeing and receiving is the mental part of life. He's coming across so many different people that have mental issues. He's coming across a lot of people that might need help. He's been asking questions about Deion's Dreamers. He's been coming to events. He's been learning different things. And with Alec, maybe that's just something that he's connecting to. If you're talking about the mental awareness part of life, Alec is understanding now that in this world that we live in, if you do not have your mental, you'll get crushed. And he's aware of it now. Now that he's in a routine of being on the field, he has to be in line to be able to perform for us and for himself. So he's just more aware of who he is and who he wants to be. And I'm proud of him because he's taking the initiative and he's taking the platform and he's learning. You know, he asks a lot of questions. And he knows me, I'm going to shoot him straight. And, you know, I always tell Alec, keep showing your personality, bro. Keep showing about yourself. If you pull your shirt up and you want to be Alec and da-da-da-da, that's you. Keep doing that. People will love it. And it's working. So he's on his right beat.
You talked about, like, how you're feeling this week. What's been the vibe kind of like in the facility? Has it felt like a normal week or does it feel different? Like, what I guess, what's this week been like?
Total chaos. Oh my gosh. No, like everybody's been chilling. You know, it's the same beat, same routine. Everybody's in the same rhythm, same calm pace. We understand what is ahead of us. We're not taking it lighter. We're not like, oh, we beat those guys. None of that matters. We are taking it for what it is. We come in, we preparing like it was last week, like it's this week, like it's the same thing. Boom, 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 boom. We come in. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, pack our bags, we leave Sunday, and we play. Same beat, same rhythm, same song. And that's the mindset that we've had for a lot of weeks, and we're not copy and paste because it's not that easy to say copy and paste, but the script of how we do things here is right in front of us. We check off as we go every day. Every hour of our schedule that and we're here. Okay. Walk through, check. Did we master it? Did we execute it? What can we do? Did we miss this? All right, let's go back. Perfect. Check. This. And we're just going down, dotting our I's and crossing T's.
Gone up against Steve Spagnuolo defense and the Chiefs multiple times now. What do you have to be ready for when facing that type of a defense and defensive
Chris line? Jones. Chris Jones. Chris Jones. Chris Jones. No. Which Chris Jones is a dope human, bro. Super dope human. You have to be aware of the moving parts. There's so many moving parts, and they have so many skilled players that you just have to have your head up. You have to know what call is being called, and whatever call is being called, you have to execute it with the communication of where we're going and what you need to be looking at and what you shouldn't be looking at. Don't let this trick you when we're really going here. Don't overthink it. We are here. They're there. Block who you're supposed to block. But they have a great in defense. Every year they challenge us like to a height that we got to come with our A game every single time. And we know it, but Chris Jones.
What makes Chris Jones such a handful? What makes him different?
You know, all pro every year. Consistent, Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl. All that stuff doesn't go unseen and unnoticed. And he plays hard. He gets after the quarterback, and he's a game wrecker. And the respect is there. Like, when you respect players and, you know, players play the game the right way, and they're not, like, out there, you know, just talking crap to you for no reason, and just he's just one of those guys that, like, you're like, you know what, you're a positive definition to this game, and as a competitor you can tip your hat to that and just give it a nod. And that's more of what I see when I play him and when we're in the same environment. It's just a respect.
It's kind of going off of Lance's question about, like, kind of keeping the same approach it needs to when you go into this game. It's another game to get you to another game. But for someone like you who loves this community and loves Bills fans that have poured into you, how hard is that for you to know what this game means to them if you guys advance, but also kind of staying steady in your approach?
Yeah. I'm a little different, right? Like, I've been here 8 years. I could carry more weight on certain things. I could go here. I can do a little bit more, but, you know, we all want the same thing. We all want to win. We all want to change the history that's been here. We all want to, you know, do something that has not been done. But you never want to overlook steps, right? And attaching to those sources, the positive sources that are feeding us, is cool. But, you know, in every good bunch, there's bad bunches, right? Like, if we're talking about the community and the fans and the people here, like, there's people here who, you know, can't wait for us to lose so they could talk crap and be like, oh, we told you and blah, 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 blah. We get those. We see them. We keep them here. And everybody who's shooting the positivity, we're grabbing it and we're pulling it all in. So when we touch that field, we can play with it and feel with it. But, you know, I want to win for the people. I'm a part of this community now. You know, when my kids are 13 and I'm home, you know, sitting around like, go Bills, you know, like, I feel it. I want it for y'all. I want it for y'all. And I want it for y'all just as much as I want it for us. But it'll happen. It'll happen.